All right, so it's Dasein the Philosophy here. Hope you guys are doing well. So on today's fifth episode of the Being and Time Project, we'll be looking at chapters 21 to 25 of Martin Heidegger's Being and Time, and kind of doing a little rundown and a little bit of vulgarization of Martin Heidegger's Being and Time. Again, I am but an amateur philosopher, so if I make any mistakes, please bear with me. I'm doing my best to provide you with at least some of the best philosophical content that I can provide, so that hopefully I can render Martin Heidegger's Being and Time a little bit more accessible to anyone who has maybe not read it yet. So without further ado, let's get started on this fifth episode of the Being and Time Project. Section 21, Hermeneutic Discussion on the Cartesian Ontology of the World. The ontology of the world of Descartes is not research regarding the phenomenon of the world. According to Descartes, the ontological factive determination of the world is grounded on the distinction between God, the I, and the world. This means that the interpretation and the foundations lead towards a leap within the phenomenon of the world. However, we must ask ourselves, what genre of the being of Dasein acts as the means of access to the being of extension, meaning the being of the world? Descartes' answer is to know the intellectio, which is the Latin word for physico-mathematical knowledge that has constant permanence. Descartes says that we must accomplish the connection that allows traditional ontology to act on mathematical physics. In other words, Descartes researched how ontology acts as the foundation for mathematical physics. The voyev, or the intuition, or the revelation of pure and simple truth, according to Descartes, is the critique of the sensatio, or the aeonic, pure and simple sensations, by opposition to the intellectio. The ego cogito sum of Descartes had revealed that the senses do not lead towards the being of being in general. So we must now ask ourselves the four following questions. One, why is there a leap within the beginning of traditional ontology, specifically with Parmenides, and what is the origin of this leap? Two, why does the being that finds itself within the interior of the world ontologically have this leap? Three, why do we presuppose that being can be found within nature? And four, why does this ontology of the world have as a necessary complement the phenomenon of value? The surroundingness of the ambient world and the spatiality of Dasein. It is necessary to note that Dasein has his or her own limits within his or her spatial interiority, and that the world has its own spatial limits. Section 22, the spatiality of the usable found within the world. We want to grasp in a phenomenal manner the spatiality of the usable. Also, the usable in the daily commerce has a characteristic of proximity. The ontological corner of the usable becomes apparent once an util is not found at its place, and it is at this moment that the util becomes surprising, similar to the moment of surprise when Dasein is there in front of an unusable tool. Also, the ambient world is not a particular space. The ambient world is a series of particular spaces where usables are found firstly and most often. All of this is ontologically possible because Dasein is spatial. Section 23, the spatiality of the being at the world. With Dasein, his or her being at the world gives birth to his or her spatiality, which then equally gives birth to alienation and a direction. Alienation is not proximity, nor is it distance. Alienation has an active and transitive signification, a factive mode determined that reveals being alienated, which, like distance, is categorical. Measured subjective distance causes time to become a distance. For example, whenever someone says that their house is 30 minutes from here, wherever he here is, On the other hand, measured objective distance is blind because its function is not the linking with the ambient world. Therefore, hearing and sight are senses of distance. Dasein is not the intersection of his or her own alienation. The characteristic of direction is grounded by being at the world. The directions of left and right are Dasein's property. The interior compass states that never will I not be able to find my own path in this world. Here's an example by Kant to clarify the phenomenon of orientation. We have a room, then all is put in the opposite place. All that was on the right is now on the left, and all that was on the left is now on the right. We realize that a reference point is necessary in order to notice that everything had been displaced to its exact opposite place. Section 24, the spatiality of Dasein and space. With Dasein, being preoccupied by being at the world leads towards the opening of space. Installation is the preoccupation of changing places. Space is an a priori since Dasein is spatial, and Dasein is also a mode of being at the world. Space is therefore found at the world. The ambient world leads us towards the natural world. In the fourth chapter, we will see how being at the world as being with and as being oneself is effectively the we. Heidegger asks, what is it then that is found within the dailiness of Dasein? All structures of Dasein answer this question, yet Dasein also has varieties of his or her own being. Finally, we will introduce a new phenomenal structure of Dasein, which is being with, or the mit Dasein, which is equally the foundation of being oneself daily and the subject of dailiness in general, or in other words, the we. Section 25, the position of the existential question that asks, who is the Dasein? Dasein is the being that is at each moment me. This is a simple ontological determination, but ontically, the Dasein is an I and not the other. Dasein is always a subject, even with the variations in his or her experiences and behaviors, Dasein still stays identical in front of his or her multiplicities. We can refuse the soul, the objectification of the body, the existence of the conscience, but ontologically, the sense of being there in front persists. Substantially is the thread that leads us towards an answer to the question of who is the categorical being there in front implied once Dasein is determined. Ontically, I am at each moment Dasein is not an ontological answer because it is possible that I am not at each moment myself the who of the daily Dasein. The principle of phenomenal demonstration is the question of the who of Dasein, which is guarded against a risk of an inversion of the problem. We must ask ourselves the following questions. 1. Is it against the rules of our method to not fixate a starting point from obvious pieces of information? 2. Is the I an obvious piece of information? 3. The phenomena of consciousness, are they also obvious pieces of information? And 4. The factive analysis of Dasein grounded within actions, is it or is it not a priori? And if not, is it therefore a wrong path towards truth? It is certain that the analysis of Dasein grounds itself in the being of Dasein. If the constitution of Dasein is that he or she is at each time, firstly and most often Dasein, then he or she is not himself or herself. If we leave our starting point, does the being given of the I become an auto-explanation of the self? Also, if we accept the previous statement, is the phenomenologically accessible undetermined? The ontological analysis demonstrates that if we accept these statements, we must find a principle that demonstrates that the I is an indication of someone and that the I also does not have one single explanation. The phenomenal I can reveal itself as the opposite of what it is. I can be identical to being lost in oneself, but the subject never exists without a world. Therefore, the I is not isolated and requires others. In other words, being at the world is also being with others. Our goal now is to find the phenomenal evidence of this coexistence with others within the dailiness and within the ontological interpretation. The who of Dasein is an ontological problem and is ontically hidden. For our question regarding the who of Dasein, we are stuck without a thread towards an answer. The question of the being of Dasein is not the answer to our question here, since existence precedes essence. The substance of man and woman is his or her existence and not the synthesis of soul and body which form the mind. Alright, so that was the fifth episode of the Being and Time Project. Hope you guys got some value out of that and had a little bit of time to examine the vulgarization that I'm doing of Martin Heidegger's Being and Time. That was, again, sections 21 to 25. Next week, we'll be bringing you the sixth episode of the Being in Time Project, which will cover sections 26 to 30. And until then, hope you guys have a great weekend and enjoy the next upcoming series of the Being in Time Project. So it's Dasein and the Philosopher here. Hope you guys have a good one. Take care. Bye.